This is Phoenix Divine, and you are now listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on G Blue Radio for GBlue.com.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if... Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else.
There are people we know and people we think we know, but do not. This fact is especially known by artists who share their art on any level. How about the actor we know and the private person they really are, as an example? How about the singer that seems carefree to us, but is heartbroken as another? What if I told you that this podcast has no desire to broadcast the frequencies of inconsistency? What if I told you this podcast has a way of attracting positive people and critical thinkers to its platform? Here we have the conversation that will put you comfortably in the shoes of the artist. And if it's anything like the shoes that are in my foyer, it's Game of Thrones time, bitches! A Day in the Life presents two lovely ladies this morning, Sips Tea.
Phoenix Divine, bitches!
Phoenix Divine, bitches! And RT Life, bitches! A Day in the Life of Phoenix Divine and RT Vice. Hello, ladies.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed and not stressed. The air date of this podcast is Thursday, November 17th. Last week, we spoke to Daddy-O of Stetson Sonic, legendary hip-hop Hall of Fame rapper. That conversation was fantastic. Go back and click it. Next week, we talk about spiritual wellness for part three of the Balance 222 series. That's Thanksgiving night, bitches. So while your bellies are filled with turkey, find out how to get right with your spirit, especially if you have one of those families that threw you off your square.
Everybody. Domestic violence goes up during the holiday times.
But right, does it really?
Yes.
Yeah, that yes. And drinking and drug use go way through the roof. Because you've got to deal with your family.
Yes.
Okay, no, the drinking and drug use, definitely, I agree with, but I didn't know, but that makes sense.
It all goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
The hospitals get it, the jails get it. Business, I mean. Mm-hmm. That's why they have holidays.
Let's go right into this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy big children, and little welcome. I'm having a good time. We were just talking domestic violence, Thanksgiving.
Listening.
Absolutely.
Avoiding.
No, you should certainly check it out. Typically, I'm my own man now. Not working for Culture Zine anymore. So the podcasts are a bit more random and a bit more free. I'm having a lot of fun. And that's no shot. Shout out to Sha-Ki. Shout out to Vaughn Lynn. But let's get right into it. Okay, I'm going to start with Auntie Vice. What's really good with you in the day in the life? Paint a picture for me.
Just kind of what I do during my day.
Well, you know, what energy do you usually wake up with? When you first open your eyes, what is your typical first 5 minutes?
I kind of come slow. I wake up slowly. I'm not jump out of bed, get going. Since I don't have to do that anymore, like, I enjoy my morning. I have my coffee. You know, I talk to my guy. Like, it's a good way to get going. Just a slow way to come into the world and, you know, just start and... The older I get, the more simple my life gets, and it doesn't take a lot to make a good morning, so.
Oh, and Phoenix, give me the first 5 minutes, dear. What are the first 5 minutes like you waking up? What are your first and highest thoughts as soon as you get up in the morning, if you can divulge them. She's smiling like I, like she doesn't want to tell this one.
Well, depends on the morning. I'm an early morning type of girl. I like to sit there and stare at the ceiling for a little bit and kind of take in the appreciation and the gratitude of the morning and having a new day with a fresh start. Now, if I happen to be laying next to my guy, nice. My appreciation and gratitude is probably for his body.
there's nothing like morning sex.
Man! Yes.
A day in the life, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's the ladies that we talk about morning sex. And since we segue there, I don't really know the science of it. I know the science of man, of morning wood.
Mm-hmm.
I know from a spiritual sense, you know what I mean? You stop momentum, so to speak. You mean your spirit is free while you're asleep. Hopefully you're one of those people that isn't filled with worry and tossing and turning through the night. I get more good sleep than not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for me to be ready when I'm in the morning. And what is going on in the female body?
It's very much the same thing. And women will have wet dreams just like guys do when they're younger.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on what your regular sex life is, what your outlet is, but just like guys, if you've gone for a long period of time without sex, you tend to have a lot more sex dreams and get aroused in your sleep. Women will do the same thing. If you're getting it regularly, you're more relaxed when you wake up and more receptive.
I'm so glad that you
said... No, the clapping sounds will be in.
Yeah, well, I just want to put my own in there because I'm just like, you know, when my sex life was not so regular, my sleep was so interrupted, like, terribly.
Wow, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's much better now.
Oh, I
get a good night's sleep.
Now, have any of you ladies experienced, since we're there, ladies and gentlemen, hey, this is a day in the life series for people at home, and we went into the first 5 minutes, and for these particular artists in the chair, the conversation just stayed there,
mm-hmm.
And I know you're not mad. Moving on. Have any of you ladies experienced orgasm during a wet dream?
Yeah, when I was in college, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. In my wet dreams, it has happened,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be a special set of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But to pop off during a dream. Always close, but no cigar in my dreams.
Hmm.
Well, your body needs that natural release, and if you're not giving it to it in any other way, it'll find a way to do that.
Nature will find a way. Indeed. So now we're up. Depending on if you ladies were with your prospective men,
right,
or not, morning sex might be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Shower head.
Is
that
going to be a morning fight?
Oh, no. I retort. Morning sex is involved.
And you want to make your man walk a game? Just wake him up with a BJ. Like, he will go in to work. People will think he got a promotion or a raise.
Okay. Now, both of you.
I think they refer to it as the big cock walk.
Yes.
Wow. I have not heard this expression. Okay, well, time out. First of all, time out! You have a good portion of my female listeners out there that have that little wrinkle in their forehead when you ladies mention a morning BJ.
What?
You have some ladies out there, and I believe I said this with the last Auntie Vice podcast, is they don't give it the face, Pablo.
No?
They believe it's a special occasion, like a birthday or an anniversary.
Oh, God.
Oh,
so they'll eat the ice cream cone, but they won't give their man a fucking blowjob?
Right.
It's your birthday again? Jesus Christ.
I'm just like this. When your man is rock hard because of, you know, things that you're doing with your mouth, it's more better for me.
Right?
Right?
And you are investing in stock options that you may cash in later. We'll certainly cash in later. You know what I mean? But for those women out there who don't give the morning BJ for a host of reasons, I do not want you to unsubscribe to gblue.com. I don't want you to unfollow me on Twitter, Phoenix on Twitter, Auntie Vice at Twitter. I need you to relax your throat, sip some tea, and just think about the possibilities. Take a sip.
Well, I think, what advice would you give a woman who you know, because some women are funny. They're like, I don't want to put my... Well, there are flavored loops.
There are a lot. And it would depend on what their objection is.
Right.
There are some women who have a particularly endowed man, and they have a particularly small mouth. So it's learning some tricks and working around. Because they can become uncomfortable. Or if you have TMJ.
We ain't even talking about those women.
Right.
We're talking about women where they're straight up freaking selfish. That will not suck their husband because he's a nice guy, but will freaking take it in the throat for the bad boy on the motorcycle. I'm talking about them hoes.
Oh, well, you know what? Then you know what I have to say? That their man should grab the back of their head and force the cock down their throat.
Hey, freaking man.
Stop being such a fucking nice guy.
Hey,
bring that bitch to her knees and like, suck it.
To the men.
It's been interesting. You know, I write a lot about sex. I talk a lot about sex. And even women who like the nice guy, who aren't into rough sex... I've lost count of the number of women who said, you know, sometimes I just want my man to push me up against the wall and grab me by the hair.
Absolutely.
Because you want to know that it's this visceral need they have for you.
No, absolutely. And there is a lane for that. And fellas, if your woman really knows that you care about her, it is in your best interest to let her know that you're a little fucking crazy and that shit could freaking happen. See, y'all like, I love y'all, but y'all have to know that how we respect the possibility of what it might happen when that other girl is flirting with you and you're thinking, you know something, if I jump out the window in this, my girl is really going to flip out. See, the fear is just like, you know what? No thank you, sweetheart. Y'all got to fucking know we crazy, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Fellas, every now and then, it don't have to be the anniversary. It doesn't have to be the birthday. Just some random Thursday afternoon. Just flip out on her, snatch her thong off, or cut the shit off with a razor, and just take the shit. What is she going to do? She's not going to call the cops. She's going to smoke a cigarette and be like, Frank loves me.
Wow.
And that's a lot of, like, when you're in that loving relationship, especially long term, you don't want it to get complacent and boring. And
no.
You don't want to have to make enormous plans and buy costumes and toys. Sometimes you just want to get down and dirty.
Absolutely. And the next day, totally fuck her head up and just dress up and go to a jazz show or something so demure and nice and touch her gently. And the whole time she's listening to that trumpet, she's going to be thinking about your flute. She's
right?
going to be like, oh my God. This motherfucker just took me like a barbarian yesterday, and now we're at the jazz spot.
Yeah. I hit the jackpot.
Wow!
Right?
Yes.
It's exciting.
It's like for a guy having your girl sitting there watching football and just lean over and give you a BJ, you know, at halftime.
Oh,
and guys
nice.
Are like, oh, hello, I found them at one to marry. Like,
yes.
Nice. Now, what we're talking about is fun stuff. So we got out of bed. We fucked our man great. We got in our cars with our coffees and teas. We passed all those hoes who don't like to take it in the face. Now we're at the artist spot. Tell me about your creative process, Auntie Vice. What is the creative spot? How do you get into the zone so you can do what you do? First, tell the people what you do.
So I write and I teach mostly about sexuality. I write porn for Amazon.
Okay.
And then I teach kink. So most mornings, I kind of like to get the busy work out of the way. So I respond to emails. I check my calendar. I do my social media initial push. And then, when all that's off the board and it's clean and I have time to work, then I'll sit down and I'll write for an hour or two, and move forward. Right now I'm doing about 25,000 words a week. It's a lot of writing.
You do a lot of writing.
Yeah.
Now, writing is a way. I'm big on writing, and I'm very critical of poets or writers who don't get their pen on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not talking about when you're taking a break. I'm not talking about when you're mentally tired. I'm not talking about you should be a slave and just be writing for the sake of writing. But if you are inspired, but you're not picking the pen up, I'm just like, just kill yourself.
Well, and for me, I find the more it's a perpetual motion. So the more I do it, the more ideas I get.
And momentum.
Oh, absolutely.
Momentum is key.
And since I write in different genres, I do the porn for Amazon, I maintain my blog, and then I do stand-up. It's very different styles of writing. Like, my blog is much more academic, much more thoughtful about sexuality. The porn is the weird stuff you see on Amazon, the shapeshifter, the sci-fi, the historic westerns. So those I can run wild with. My blog is pretty disciplined, and then I do stand-up, which is a totally different type of writing. Because that's much more about timing and setup and finding something.
I was just about to say, timing is everything in comedy. I mean, it is a lot in spoken word verse, too. Would you agree, Phoenix?
Oh, absolutely.
But the setup is key. But it's also key in poetry, which brings me to Phoenix Divine. What is your creative process like? How do you get in? And now we passed everybody, and now it's work time. And what is work time like for you?
I actually like to get right into my creativity early in the morning. maybe a little yoga. But for the most part, early in the morning, I am most inspired. Something about sitting at my desk. The sun shines through my window perfectly. It lands right on my desk. And so I'm sitting there. I am basking in the moment. I just sun basking in. And usually inspiration will hit me, and there's a poem or an idea or
something. I'm just about to say, are you a sunshine girl?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Are you a creature of the night?
Oh, I'm both.
Okay. All right.
I nap in the afternoon, and
you can't have boots like Phoenix and Rebecca and not be a creature of the night.
Indeed. I love my boots.
Absolutely. Day boots is like your work in construction. Night boots look like y'all's too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so we worked it out. We were creative. We entertained. We shared our art and all that good stuff. What does Phoenix do at times to have fun? What do you like to do with
that? Wasn't
that
just fun?
What brings you? Ooh, that was
fun.
Just
Touché.
But okay, what do you do when you want to shut your brain off from creativity? That would be a better question.
I will occasionally watch TV.
Oh.
Work out.
Okay.
Go to the water.
Nice.
Take a hike. Fuck my man. Oh, wait, we already said that.
Oh, no. Hey, repetition is the father of learning, baby. Absolutely. And how about you, Miss Blanton?
For me, I've always enjoyed working out, but I do that more directed for performing on stage and stuff and just to feel okay. It's not like I just go out and run for fun anymore. Yeah, for me, it's spending time with my guy. Nobody makes me laugh as much as he does.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Does he have the comedic timing?
He does, and he doesn't know it.
Mm.
He sees the world so differently than me. And we're almost together a year now, and he'll still be at night. It's like, oh man, we want to keep talking, but it's like, okay, you're at a slumber party. Okay, you gotta be good, you gotta go to sleep, you gotta go to work the next morning. And I adore spending time with him.
Well, that is very refreshing. There is an eternal debate on this, and I want to ask the both of you. Is sex working out? Some people say, the consensus is, sex isn't a workout. But I'm just like, how could it not be if you were doing it properly?
Right. So I actually looked it up, and for a woman my height and size, according to the charts, I burn 60 to 80 calories an hour, which I'm mad about, because I think they assume a woman my height and size just lays there then, because I, like, burn that by breathing.
Oh, right. What I say that is, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, let me paint a picture for you. Insert picture music. To paint a picture for you, how tall are you, Rebecca?
I'm 6 feet tall, 270 pounds.
Okay, now, this is a woman. All right, and if any of you workout types know anything about body size and muscle mass, you know that to move 6 foot of a woman would certainly burn more than 60 calories an hour.
Right. Like I tell people, I ride like the Kentucky Derby. Like, I'm sure I'm burning more than 80 calories an hour, and they're just not giving me credit for it.
Wow. Why? Do you sweat easily?
Oh, totally.
That's what I'm saying. So you've got to be burning. Yeah. So you got to be burning more than 60. So right. Phoenix, I you're sitting there nodding. You agree with everything she said, I suppose.
Oh, I know. I'm burning calories. Shit. The way my body feels, I'm putting in work.
That's what I'm saying. The
longer you ride, the more calories you burn.
And my stomach be hurting, so my abs would be feeling sore the day after, so I'm like, it feels like a workout to me.
I know it's a workout.
Absolutely. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it got a little hot in here, getting to know this is a day in the life. We're hanging with two lovely ladies, the poet Phoenix Devine and the comedian. And what other titles do you have?
I think comedian, author, performance artist.
I have to say, you wear a few hats as well. And Phoenix is about to put that author hat on as well. But it's time to let my guests cool off, so I am going to be playing some independent music. This independent artist to look out for is named Conscience 8. He sat in the home offices of gblue.com for this podcast when it was under Culture Zine about a year ago now. This brother is doing his thing. He just got his degree. I believe he got his bachelor's here locally in Sacramento, and I salute AG for coming up. This is his song. What the fuck is the name of this song? I'll figure it out. We'll be right back after this.
This is just my thoughts with Graffiti Blue on GBlue Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio for Graffiti Blue Worldwide at GBLEU.com.
Another nigga and embracing mediocrity with my dreams so much bigger. I ain't no Cole, no Kendrick, no Nas, no Jay, no X, no Pop, just me, my faith. Recognition don't depreciate my status. I'm great. Birds flock together. I'm a wolf though. I came up where it's cut though. No more fists than knives. That thing bust though. But this is story of growth. So listen, my motive to lead my people towards better lives. Imagine the world without evil. Just imagine the paradise. Imagine being content although your bread ain't really right. Because you got your whole life. Rewind, let me take you back to lock with elementary. She wasn't really meant for me. The fights, the struggle, the crush is part of my history. For so long, I trapped my past so deep beneath my heart. On the surface, was conscious, but shady, been apart. Now understand, vulnerability is part of the art. So as I travel backwards, walk with me to the darkness. And let me tell you about my hardships. The issues scattered through my conscience. The lessons that brought this mindset. Cause now we a triple threat. I'm rocking shows for my people, killing verses for the fans. Put the spotlight on him, let the world see who I am. Make sacrifices, knowing I was a leader. And people see my confidence, assume that was conceited. My pride made me pull away, at times I depleted my energy from feeding in the petty shit. Selecting taught me more than all them lessons did. Messing with bras and niggas that was irrelevant. From settling, I lost time and you can't ever win. Moments back, cause it's forever manifesting. From picking blessings from Satan's table. If Cain get killed, then you know these niggas hate. Insecurity make weak niggas feel hate. An opportunity to make humble brothers feel grateful. I'm thankful, so thankful. Look, I said middle school fake games, we were still innocent. Imagine if we used our intellect instead of ignorance. The crossroads is coming, really, but I ain't seeing shit. What you want, your popularity or your self-respect? I understand vulnerability is part of the art. So as I travel backwards, walk with me to the darkness. Let me tell you about my hardships. The issues scattered through my content. The lessons that brought this mindset. Cause now we a triple threat. I'm rocking shows for my people, killing verses for the fans. Put the spotlight on him, let the world see who I am. Conscious. Yeah, I'm conscious. Look, yeah, look. I said middle school fake games, we were still innocent. Imagine if we used our intellect instead of ignorance. The crossroads is coming, really, but I ain't see it yet. What you want, your popularity or your self-respect? Your self-respect. Your self-respect. Yeah. Day to day. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy big children and little big girls, small girls, girls that don't take it in the face, girls that believe in blessing their king in the morning. Welcome. I'm the novelist of the poet of the Monday afternoon, right? Auntie Vice, Phoenix Divine, hello ladies. Gosh, everybody's got this big smiles in here. There's good energy in here. I was going to smudge anyway, like burn sage for you know, keep the dark energy out. But I don't have to. You follow what I'm saying? It's not like you got to have an Indian rain dance after you have some bad energy people over. And you're just like, oh, yeah. That's racist. A day in the life. of two lovely ladies. Media watch time. The air date of this podcast is Thursday, November 17th. So you know what that means, ladies?
What does that mean?
That means that the United States elected another president. And it is either, by the time you're listening to this, either Hillary Rodham Clinton or Trump, it's not a comb over, Donald has won. I think Donald Trump's won. No, I'd rather, let me say this. I don't think he's going to win. I think that Hillary's going to spank the pants off of him. But I would like Donald to win, and I'll tell you why. I think there's nothing that would get this country more together and united, kumbaya style. Blacks, whites, Hispanics, gays, lesbians, short people, tall people, dwarfs, centaurs. And bums. Nothing would galvanize us like him botching up the office. I mean, I think we would veto him out. I think he would stink it up so bad. I think we would all get together and have like a billion signed signatures on a petition and just get him out.
Well, when you can't get him out that way, he can't be. He'd have to be impeached to remove him from office.
Oh, that's right.
Right. It doesn't matter how much you hate him, and then that would leave Pence as the president, and he is horrible as well.
So we gotta go to the polls.
So I'm just hoping that the American people revolt before then and just like, this is a joke. These cannot be our candidates. I'm not making that decision.
But I don't really appreciate Hillary Clinton talking, changing up her dialogue depending on who's listening.
Her pandering is horrible. It's like...
Yeah, like she will really start talking that ratchet talk when she is on predominantly black shows.
Well, I mean,
she's a little chameleon. I'm not feeling that at all.
But she's not a chameleon because she doesn't win. It's like if you watched her every time, she tries. But she doesn't. I mean, Bill, at least when he was running, he kind of came off as a little authentic. There's no authenticity to her. She was on, I forget which of the morning shows, and they asked her, you know, but it was a predominantly black show, what do you always have in your purse? And she said, hot sauce. I'm like, pull it out. Like, seriously. Like, I just wanted to, I'm like, you listen to Beyonce too much. Your staff, like, fed you that line. Like,
hot sauce. She said that.
She said that. It was like, it's just the, I'm like, I don't believe a word of that. Like, and the pandering. Yeah. And she tries to sound hip when she's like with younger.
She really does. I miss hippie Hillary. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish she was that younger, just got out of college Hillary, and before the lies, or maybe she was lying since she was 9. Who knows? Phoenix, any predictions for the election?
Yes, I'm hoping that the people revolt because these cannot be our candidates.
Mm.
I'm not making that decision.
Is there any way we impeach? That's it, huh? Once the president is sitting, that's it.
You can remove him from office through impeachment. And
don't even get to that point. Right. Don't even get to that point. Revolt before then because it's too hard to throw them out. But like, no, I would stick with Obama.
What if nobody voted, though? What if, like, 0 people voted? Not one.
That's what I'm saying.
But that won't happen. There, all it takes is the one vote, then.
So then they would vote for themselves. So then they would send their people to vote for them. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah. I mean, I keep watching this, and I think FDR's up there going, yeah, bitches, this is what you get for limiting a president to 2 terms.
I mean, isn't like, there some way to say that these candidates are not qualified, that this, like, Hillary is under investigation and Trump is clearly mentally ill? Like...
No, it's interesting. The judge in New York moved up his trial for child rape and reopened those charges because he's been charged with raping, I think she was 13 or 14.
Oh, done?
Yeah, repeatedly. And wow. There are multiple witnesses.
Okay.
But they're moving forward with it, but the trial date's not till December. So even having, like, charges of child rape, his supporters are behind him, which means they have less morals than, like, your average felon.
Right.
And...
Well, I knew Trump supporters were cut from a different cloth because, obviously, the man, he rubs people the wrong way. I'm not talking about the nuts and bolts of what he's saying. If you believe that he's for business or all of that. I mean, you believe what you believe, but one thing is pretty indisputable is that when he's in a room, he definitely rubs a lot of people the wrong way. So my question is basically this. You know how the president moves. You know the president. Every president we've ever had that I remember in my lifetime, be it Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and whoever else, both Bushes and whomever, you know how the president moves. They're always getting off the plane and getting on the plane to go to the Middle East, to go to Australia, to go talk to this one, talk to that one, shaking hands, kissing babies, and all of that backdoor stuff that makes the world go round. Do you really want the guy who's supposed to be the face of a nation, who's supposed to be shaking these hands, you can't hold a conversation? You can't be in a room of people without pissing everybody the fuck off?
Like, I refer to Trump's diehard supporters as limbic system voters, right? They're running totally on emotion, and it's fear. And it's irrational fear. Like, these are people who are afraid that we have a vast number of undocumented immigrants coming in and raping, you know, women, when their candidate clearly has. You know, they...
Right.
science, logic, facts mean nothing. They're driven completely by emotion. And these are people who actually have very little to fear in their own life. Like, they're terrified that immigrants are going to take their jobs, that blacks are going to take over the inner cities and bankrupt the government. Like, it's all these irrational fears. But it's what's driving that vote.
Yeah, we try to keep it to the facts here. And, you know, we hear just my thoughts with yours truly. Never really try to beat people over the head with, ooh, I want you to believe this. Or I'll tell people, I'm not here to turn atheists into believers. Republicans into Democrats or anything like that. It's just that I'm like, you know, I just want to ask one question, and if you could answer that question in all sincerity, then we can and disagree or agree to disagree, then we can freaking move on. Okay, so I'll ask you ladies this. In your lifetime, Phoenix, I'll start with you. Who do you feel, whether they did a good job or not, with the X's and O's, what president did you like in your lifetime?
Oh no, I like Clinton.
Clinton was very charismatic. He was on Arsenio back in the day playing the saxophone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was the most personable.
You know, even the Monica Lewinsky scandal seemed to, I don't know, be very human to me. So
and
the president,
that's what it was.
The president got a BJ. Exactly. Yeah. The president got a BJ in the White House. I was just like, man, it wasn't Iran-Contra.
Right.
So I was just like, eh.
The man runs the world. The least he could do is get a blowjob.
And which takes us...
Like, look at Hillary. Look
which
at Hillary.
Takes us back to Hillary. Was
she
Hillary
was
one of
face.
Them hoes
yes.
We were talking about at the top of the hour? Oh, you've got morning wood. Sucks for you.
She looked like she could have been sucking on Monica's pussy.
That's just not an image I want in my head. That's like... It's an upsetting...
It is, but she's upsetting. Like you look at her and she's
hippie,
just
Hillary,
like,
hippie Hillary, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have been
Hillary,
a good 70s
no.
poem.
Mm-hmm.
Now Hillary, no.
No.
She no. Mm-hmm. She has managed to defeminize her whole self. She's like a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, and
you
that's why
I mean?
She's running for president.
Oh.
She's trying to. Take away all your balls. Can you imagine if Hillary took over? Like, it might could be the end of masculinity as we know it.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Canada. You have some rappers out there wearing dresses. I saw the new XXL rap cipher. And a couple of the boys had purses. Or man bags. Now, this pissed me the fuck off, and I'll tell you why.
It started with pink shirts.
Little Kim, Foxy Brown, Queen Latifah, Moni Love. Out of all the females, MC Light. Out of all the female rappers that I have seen in my lifetime... Lauryn Hill. I've never seen one on stage with a fucking purse.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Because we like to leave our purse.
Right.
Exactly. So when men are trying to be feminine and men have on freaking shawls and skirts, that's not my problem. Hey, you want to dress feminine, that's your business. I'm pretty sure that skirt feels comfortable. I would love to know what it feels like to have the free air on my sack. But I'm not going to find out how that feels unless I'm getting out of the shower. No dresses. So if you're going to move like how a female moves, then do it right. There is no female rapper. None. And Lil Kim is my biggest example because no one talks about Chanel bags more than her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll talk about a Chanel bag, but she's not. She doesn't even have one in a video where she's talking about them. So my feminine rappers are trying too freaking hard. That's just my thoughts.
Well,
I mean, I have no. And some guys
are you on
really
stage?
Good in skirts.
Are you on? Y'all are both stage performers. I've been to both shows. I've been to a Phoenix Divine feature. I've been to an Auntie Vice feature. Y'all didn't have no damn bags on stage.
No.
It's awkward.
No,
nobody holding the bag, right?
No,
and
no.
You want to be able to use your hands. It's going to slip down onto your elbow. Nobody wants to carry the bag.
Right.
We actually get our man
to
carry
hold
the bag.
Right.
Like, you hold this.
Oh, I have totally done that. Gone out and dropped it off with my man. I'm like, I'm going up in five. You got to watch this.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Okay, that's a good point. And now, is that a form of cat pee? Do you like leaving your bag with your man to be just like, hey, I want all the women to know when I'm not with him that he is with somebody because,
no.
Look, he's holding the bag?
No.
Because it feels like
cat pee. Hold on, baby friend. You said, like, you had to look like baby.
Whoa.
My poor man gets a hard time because, like, my business is out there. People know I do weird and freaky shit, and I'm okay with it. And I perform weird and freaky shit on stage. And I'm good with that. He comes from a much more straight line, you know, world. And he'll roll with me. And, oh my gosh. So, people know he rolls with me. And people give him a hard time. I was doing this roast of another comedian,
mm-hmm.
and I had gotten up there, and he had been DJing for the night for the show, and so I got up and I did my bit, and then the headliner goes up, and he goes, hey, DJ, it's got to be really hard to date Auntie Vice, because everybody here knows you do weird shit. Like, you eat ass. We know you eat ass.
Wow.
And like, my poor man is, like, turning bright red, which is
wow.
hard, because he is not a light-skinned man.
No.
And so the guy's going, he's like, DJ, I bet somewhere in your house, you have a butt plug with a horse tail on it. Well, I had come up that weekend to practice for this routine I was doing down in San Francisco, and I had a butt plug with a unicorn tail in my bag. So my man turns to me and freezes and goes, oh my God, does he follow you on Twitter? Because I had tweeted out an image of it. And the headliner's like, in what world does he follow you on Twitter? The reply to that question. So, like, I give him props because he will roll with me. He takes the guff. And, like, comics are not gentle on him.
No.
But, like, he can roll with it and, you know, flow with the punches and stuff. And so, you know, I make sure he's amply rewarded afterwards.
That just makes my heart all warm and shit. Oh, you just take my heart and just lower it in a bath of warm milk. That just feels good. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, you know the rest of this speech. This is Day in the Life. I'm talking to two lovely ladies. The poet, Phoenix Divine. And how, since we're talking about Twitter, how do they find you on Twitter?
At Phoenix Divine.
Okay, you heard that. And how do they find you, Miss Auntie Vice?
I'm at Auntie Vice.
I'm the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright. If you don't know how to find me on Twitter, that's @graffiti_BLEU. Last week, we talked to Daddy-O of Stetsasonic, Hall of Fame rapper. That is a very, very good interview. He was telling me stories about MC Hammer, Aaron Hall, and a bunch of industry stuff that was just... You guys, everyone within the sound of my voice needs to go check out last week's podcast. And he's just a good freaking dude. He's in a project right now with Chuck D of Public Enemy, and they're doing a lot of good things. Follow Daddy-O on Twitter at Professor Daddy-O on Twitter. Next week, we will talk about the spiritual wellness for part 3 of the Balance 222 series. But right now, we're wrapping things up with Phoenix Divine and Auntie Vice.
Wrap it up.
Okay, now Phoenix, wrap it, you heard. Don't be playing. You know what I mean? Protect your neck. Speaking of, I believe you're on a bit of a hiatus here, Phoenix. Are you? You did the feature down in Speaking. You had a hell of a 2016.
Yeah, I did. Had quite a couple of performances, pushed through some major personal stuff. Most people don't know is my artistry life reflects my personal life.
Okay.
So right now, you know, doing what most artists won't do, which is actually practice what they preach and take time for self. And just going within. So by the time spring 2017 hits, I'm going to have some new fire.
I believe you're going to have plenty to say to the people.
I'm going to have a lot to say. I'm so quiet now because I'm figuring out what it is that I actually want to say. Changing the pitch a little bit, not so much adversity and a lot more healing. Letting go of the struggle.
Absolutely. And it is fun, just from an artist standpoint, it is really fun to watch you evolve. You know, I remember your feature at Lunas, and then a year later, I remember seeing your feature at the Speakeasy in Berkeley. Now, Auntie Vice, she killed at Lunas, and it was so powerful, and it was so raw. You know what I mean? I can't say one performance was better than the other, but the Berkeley show was a real full circle, comfortable in my own skin, vet. You moved to veteran status faster than any artist that I've ever seen.
Well, I had a great mentor.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hit the follow button on gblau.com and maybe you can get mentored too. I don't know if you can get the perks that Phoenix get, but maybe.
Not the perks.
Perhaps you could get
a little wisdom.
A little bit of wisdom. And I know you. Do you take hiatuses, Miss Vice?
Two years ago, I radically shifted my career. I went from heading a state agency to being a freelancer and performer. So I'm not at the point where I actually need a hiatus. It's just that redirection takes a little bit of time.
Absolutely.
So I probably will. I'm going on tour starting January 2nd next year. I'm on tour for 8 months, so I'm assuming when I'm done with that, I'll need a hiatus. Yeah. On the road for 8 months.
Wow, that is real big.
Yep. For your listeners, it's the Sinful 2017 tour. I'm teaching kink. 14 cities in the U.S. and then 6 countries in Europe and Australia. And
very cool.
If they want tickets, they can go to Facebook.com/TheEasilyTempted.
Okay.
And then find their city, and if they use the code AUNTIEVICE, it's 50% off. So nice. We're doing New Orleans, Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, Atlantic City, Vegas. We're doing a lot of the fun.
You know
cities.
What? I really dig that, and I am a fan of how you move. Why don't we do this, Phoenix? Every show or what have you that Phoenix does is featured on my event page.
Oh, nice.
So I will do the same thing for you. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do want the listeners to go out and go get the tickets and things like that. But all of the information for both Phoenix when she moves and Auntie Vice when she moves will be on the event page of gblue.com to make it easy for you.
Now, I'm loving the 50% off code. Can you say that one more time?
It's AUNTIEVICE. And what that gets is it gets you into all of the teaching events. So if you're curious about being polyamorous, or you're curious about how to give a flogging, or you're curious about pony play, you can come to a class on that and learn in a safe environment. And then in the evenings, we have a masquerade ball one night. We're touring with a rock group, and there's a rock show one night. There's a leather and latex ball. There are sleepovers for people who are littles where you make cupcakes and it's all Lisa Frank themed.
Oh, nice.
So, you can explore all the parts that you've kind of been wondering about or that you do a little here and there and you want to connect with a larger community and kind of figure out, okay, so how do I do this and how do I do this safely? I'm talking a lot about loving someone with a mental illness and how that changes the dynamic of relationship. Oh. Talking about things like race and interracial relationships, because that's a different dynamic.
Absolutely.
And then
a lot of
like
people don't teach. A lot of people don't warn of racial dynamics ahead of time, and I think it's a shame that that's not talked about in the narrative. Even with same race people,
right.
You follow what I'm saying? You know what I mean? There are these dynamics, and if you're black on black, that affects your romance.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're black on white or any other combination in between, that really affects your... I wish someone would have schooled me, but like, look, this is the race dynamic between you guys. These are possible challenges that you may face. For you dealing with her, you may want to have a sympathetic eye for this, that, this, and that with her. And for her, you may, dealing with this race guy, you may want to look out for this or be sensitive to this, blah, 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 blah. Because a lot of people don't find out until the shit goes down.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And it's something that needs to be talked about, but we're not. And in the kink community, there's a division of people who practice what are called master-slave relationships. And even if it's two white people, you're bringing in, you can't help but invoke chattel slavery, right?
Mm.
Right.
And so understanding that when you're out in the world and you're moving through like this, that although it's totally consensual between you, everything's been negotiated, you're putting something out there into the world that's going to be very triggering for some people.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You need to be able to
address
that. Even, you know, in a dominant-submissive relationship, seeing that dynamic for some people can be very upsetting. And so it's understanding, okay, so what narratives are you putting out there? Because the world doesn't see you the way you see.
No.
That's a good point.
Right?
Absolutely. No, and we talk on this podcast often, and Phoenix knows, that we talk about frequencies and just a couple's dynamic on site affects a whole room a certain way. People already make it up in their minds, you know what I mean, what they see. And hopefully, not often, but hopefully the frequency or the energy that they get from them matches what their perception is. And all too often it doesn't. You know what I mean? We see people and we think we know, but we really don't know. That's the whole point of the fucking of a day in the life series of interviews, because you thought you knew Phoenix Divine. You watched a Facebook video. You was trolling her on Twitter. You went to her blog or whatever. You read something. You saw a performance and you were just like, oh, she's this way. But after we signed off, you'd be like, man, I really didn't know her at all.
No. And same thing goes for Auntie Vice.
Absolutely.
Mean, I would love to dig through your mind.
No, I love having both of you through. I love having both of you pass through, but I know both of you will always give you something that the people didn't know. Auntie Vice, you did that again. Phoenix, you did that again. And I thank you both for coming out.
Thank you so much for having me on. I love coming up and talking to you.
I appreciate y'all so much. In conclusion, it is my personal belief that there is no human soul that is greater than another soul. It is my personal belief that a soul's purpose is to experience what it chooses to experience. It is my belief that the concept of beauty, ugliness, right, wrong, good, and evil are all a matter of personal perspective and truth. It is my personal belief that happiness is a choice, no different than you choosing to place your feet in a square that you outlined in chalk. So in this instance, if the square you designed is a metaphor for happiness, stand inside of it and refuse to ever be pushed out of it. Go to gblu.com and hit the follow button, since every creation that comes out of it helps you stay inside that square. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Goodbye, ladies.
Bye.
Out!